Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AAD is listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Oh, yeah. So, you mean they're not like they don't want you to do Zoom or?
No, they use Microsoft Teams. They use that and they just stay away from Zoom. The last school I was at was big on Zoom. But we had to put a lot of restrictions on it just because there's so much
stuff.
I
luckily teach seniors, so I don't have too much. They're pretty serious. Yeah. They're pretty serious. They're trying to figure out what to do.
I taught seniors the last 2 years, man. It was the most fun I ever had teaching. I've been doing it for 13 years. I loved it.
Oh, I've taught seniors for probably 80% of my career, and it's the best thing ever. Like, they're adults. They're young adults. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I can have serious conversations with them. Like it's awesome. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Shoot away, coach.
Yeah. So I guess, do you remember? So when we talked, I just started, this is my first head coaching job. I've always been an assistant, JV coach, assistant. I worked with some middle school. So I've worked the whole gambit. And I finally get my shot, but I'm struggling. I'm working with a program that's struggling because the last couple of coaches that were here for maybe 4 or 5 years respectively, each of them, and they just weren't building a program. No camps, no clinics, very little interest in the middle school to the point where the middle school girls, it's a girls program, middle school girls don't even know who the coach was. And she was here for 4 or 5 years.
And where are you located?
I'm in North Dakota. So I'm just a little bit further west from you. But I'm in North Dakota. I'm in Williston, North Dakota, which is on the border of Montana, pretty much, and Canada. So we're up there on that northwest side.
You're way north. Yeah, yeah. My son, I think my son, Teddy Roosevelt. Is Teddy Roosevelt in North Dakota?
Yep, Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Yep, he has a big tie to that. Yep.
Yeah, he went. My son took a gap year, and he's been gone for 3 weeks. And they went Minneapolis, and then they went. I'd never been to Teddy Roosevelt, but he went to Teddy Roosevelt, and I think. Yep. Last I checked, they're in Utah. I guarantee they're in front of the TV watching the Lakers game tonight. But usually they're traveling. Usually they're traveling. Okay, so small town.
Small town. Let me grab my notebook. A small town feel for the most part.
Okay, is so the reason I asked small town, not that it matters, is there another high school in your town?
No, we're the only high school in our town, but we're probably a town of like 20,000-30,000 people. It's just Williston is that one town here in North Dakota that had a little bit of a boom in oil back in the 80s and then a little bit of a boom back in 2010. And so the town just fluctuates. Like, it's a very transient town. I know last year they had a girl who left in the summer, phenomenal point guard who left, who helped lead them to state. They went to the state tournament 2 years ago. And then this past year, she was gone because her dad got a job in Houston. Houston's a big oil and gas area. That's where I'm originally from, is Houston. Okay. I moved in July to fill this position. And so it was funny. She leaves as I'm coming here, but the girl was a stud. And then last year they only had 8 girls in the varsity team. 8 girls
on
the varsity.
How big is the high school?
1,200, 1,300 kids.
No.
Brother, it's
okay, crazy. So we got some work to do, because that's crazy. I'm like, I was going to ask you about cutting and stuff. 1,200, you might not even, if you got a program, you're going to have to cut girls. But
remember when we when you asked me about cutting on the on Twitter? And I laughed pretty hard because it's like, man, he's gonna laugh. He's gonna be shocked when he hears this.
Okay, so the reason I ask is, so you can build. Well, I always tell people you can build it's harder to build a dynasty when you have competition.
Right.
Like, ask Google or Amazon or Apple. They don't have any competition. They basically eat up their competition. So if you have your own community, I've lost like unbelievably good players because they move away. It's not like whatever. Things happen and I get some that move in. But so that I don't worry about as much. I'm more excited that it's your own community and you can build it. Because if it's a closed circle, you don't really have suburbs, is my guess. You don't have people needing to go down.
We're very sparse too. Like, the closest we have our away games, I'm driving 3 hours, 4 hours for a lot of away games.
So no one's going to say, I'm going to leave this school and go somewhere else, because they can't really unless they move.
They don't per se. No, not like in the city. Like in Houston, that would happen a lot. You know, we're gonna change zip codes so we can go over to this school. People have done that here because they want to go play for the Bismarck school. Which is the capital. It's a much, much nicer area, much bigger city. And people have done that, but you know, that's something that just doesn't happen in a year. People have to be thinking about that when their kids are
living. That's dealing with the irrational person. Okay. So what is your thoughts? Let me dig into what you're thinking first, and then I have some thoughts.
Okay. Kind of what I'm doing and what I'm working on. So, my overall plan currently has been, to build relationships. That's the big thing. And so I'm building relationships, not just with the students, but with the, with their parents, with the community at large, and building relationships, not just with kids who are on my varsity team, my sub varsity team. I teach at the middle school, so I have an opportunity to reach out to the middle school kids, but I go a step further, not even the middle school kids. I want to reach out to the kids in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade in the rec leagues. How awesome would it be for the head varsity coach to show up?
What's your competition? Volleyball?
Hockey. Volleyball is really not a competition. I can't tell you how many girls I've talked to that have said, I can't play because I'm doing hockey. And I just like, dang. I mean.
Okay, so it's hockey. It's like Minnesota. I forget you're up by Minnesota. It's different. Yeah. Girls hockey's. Okay.
Now, volleyball and other issues can be one. But cross country is a big one. Cross country. Just recently, they got a head coach who has really turned their program around. They've gone to state.
But that's not your same season, though. You're not losing girls.
No, I'm not losing for that. No, that's true. Yeah, but hockey is definitely during my – hockey's like all – oh, and dance. The girls up here, if they're in dance, that lady who runs that dance program, she has them going year-round. And there are some athletic girls that I've seen –
okay. So the reason I asked that question is you got to get them before they get hooked into it.
Right.
Don't take this the wrong way. You got to be the crack dealer and give them the crack cocaine before someone gives them heroin. I mean, seriously, like you got to get them hooked early. So, so what's your thought on that? How are you going to do that? Because,
yeah, that's exactly my mentality. And my big thing that I've been telling my assistant coaches and middle school coaches is we've got to give these girls less opportunity to say no to playing for us. Because, you know, like I thought about having practices in the morning because of all the COVID stuff, we have to stagger our practices. We can't have as many people in the gym. And I said, well, I like morning practices. Just get the day over with. Well, I talked to my senior and they were like, coach, I know some girls I can think of right off the top of my head that are on the fence, even though they know you're in town and the new coach is here and Axelson is gone. But they're like, that's just, they might not come just because they don't want to get up in the morning. And that was a big boom. That was kind of a light bulb went off. I said, what am I doing?
You want to not give up. I 100% agree with that. I think you got to get them in second, third. You got to get them hooked really early.
They're young.
And something that I did early in my program was I called it Saturday. What days of the week do you play?
We play Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Okay. So we used to do Saturday morning thing where I'd bring all the little girls in, or little guys in. And my guys would run practice for the little in Saturday morning, even if we had a game, because if we had a game, it was even better because we'd run our practice or we'd do our stuff. Then they'd stay. Then I'd give t-shirts out and Gatorades. Shoot. If you go to Walmart and buy a bag of candy, they think you're literally Willy Wonka. They will run through a wall for a candy bar. I'm not kidding, man. I'm serious. It's like
yeah. 30. Oh, right. Yeah.
So that kind of stuff. And then you literally charge like $5. You charge something. Cause if you don't charge anything, they won't come. So,
yeah,
but you basically charge $5 and everything you get, you just throw back into it. You buy t-shirts, you buy everything. Right. And then you make it fun and you have your guy. And then I told my guys, this is like your community. You are giving back. And then what happens is, even if you play that night, well, hey, guess what? We play this night. Why don't you come? Blah, blah, blah. And then you're building a fan base and you're building that relationship building like you were talking about, because you're a little bit behind the eight ball right now because when's your season start?
Ours doesn't start till Thanksgiving week, which is really weird to me. Okay. So November 3rd.
Yeah, you're late like us. You're late like us. So that's good. So – but I'm just saying you can't really do anything with your youth program this right now. So you're getting ready for your season, and then post season is when you got to start thinking, you know, that's when, what can I do like this in the post season? How can I get some dads or moms to start coaching?
Right.
You know, what can we do that's fun? You know, especially the little ones, 2-on-3 and 3-on-3 leagues where they all play, no one gets cut. Right. Everybody's happy, you know, because you want to get them out of, I mean, you're going to lose some to dance and hockey. But
if you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And it's hard. This is like a 7-year build.
Yeah, right. And I've had girls too who have said, "Oh, I do hockey. I can't do it." And my response to them is, "That's okay. I'll work with you."
Right.
And my thing is, you know, it's middle school. It's not a varsity program. It's middle school. Right. We're gonna get there, but I believe I can win them over.
Right.
I think I can. A good majority of them. I mean, even if it's a small minority.
Who wants to sit in a cold thing and play hockey? Now, the only thing you have for girls, it's actually not too bad. For boys, hockey is probably an easier route to get something. as far as a scholarship eventually, go play junior and then get it.
Right.
Girls, I think it's about 50-50.
Well, girls, I mean, I mean, I just told somebody the other day, I said, I almost said to the girl, because this is a girl who just refused to play. And I was giving her a hard time, and it was all fun. But in my mind, listen, girl, your chances of playing hockey like your dad did in college are extremely, extremely low. I mean, if you think it's low for a volleyball and a basketball and a
softball
girl, imagine hockey, which is extremely specific. I mean,
it's crazy. So, but I think the thing is that you got to get mom and dad in your, that's where you got to get them coaching. You got to get them like doing stuff when they're little, because then when the choice because shoot, I played basketball because my older brother played basketball. My dad played basketball.
Right.
My son plays basketball. I mean, shoot, we could have been a hockey family, but we weren't, because that's just not what we did. So you got to hook them in, because if dad plays hockey, it's going to take more effort to get her to play basketball, because dad knows hockey. Or mom knows hockey. Whoever, mom probably does, because hockey wasn't as big, you know, 20 years ago. Okay, so I think that's the right thing. What about your program? What about you this year? What's your goals this year for you?
My goals this year? Well, aside from just getting girls in the gym, I mean, my goal this year is to just build. It's almost going to be a loss, just the way things are going right now with my program. We had 8 girls last year, and like 4 or 5 of them graduated, and they were really, really good. And now I'm left with a pretty decent good point guard, and then a couple seniors, and the rest are going to be a few scrappy juniors who played JV, some sophomores who played freshman last year. So for me, it's just because I don't know who they are and what they have. I just moved here 2 months ago. My mindset right now currently is we're going to have to build a culture, first of all, and create a culture. Because they don't have a culture of anything here. It's like going to a funeral.
And the reason I asked the question is, I think what your one goal should be, because you're just literally being thrown in the deep end at this point, is we just got to be competitive. And to be honest with you, you got to play everybody, probably. You just got to throw them out in the wolves and just like, what do we got? And especially for the youngsters, it's skill set. Work on skill sets. Don't try to do too much. We're just going to compete. Because it's your first of all, it's your first job. And the bus doesn't show. I mean, you're going to have all the crap that I can give you a list of everything, but crap, you don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to call you up 30 minutes before the bus leaves and goes, I have a temperature. I can't. It's like the crap's going to hit the fan.
Right.
Which you just have to experience it. It's like anything. It's like being a fighter pilot. You got to experience it and you can figure it out. It's a teaching. It's your first year teaching, basically. What your first year teaching was.
That's why I'm talking to you, man, because I'm wise enough to know that I need help.
And I don't think I was just telling the last coach, I don't think we're playing. So I'm going to be very free this basketball season. I do not think we're going to play.
I hope you guys get a chance.
I don't think we will. We're in urban. We got a UW. The Madison's in town at 45,000 students. The Badgers play on Saturday. The bars are all going to be open. Crap's going to get banned, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be horrible. Yeah. We're 100% virtual. All right. So I got to go talk to James in like 2 minutes. So you got any specific questions? Because I can think about it. And then when we talk again.
I guess specifically for me, I mean, I'm a pretty big personality. I know how to turn it on and put on a show and build relationships. I'm good with that.
Okay.
For me, a lot of it is just the things I like to say, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know.
Yep.
And
okay.
You know, I talk. My dad's been a coach for a long time, but he's a football guy. He's not a basketball guy.
Yeah, but your discipline, there's a lot of similarities. So have you had a preseason meeting with him yet?
I have not. I'm going to wait because I'm feeling it out. And what they usually do is they usually do about 2 weeks before. But I've been doing open gyms with my girls. I started that 2 weeks ago. I said I used to be a marketing guy. And I said, I believe in TOMA, top of mind awareness. And I want them to know who I am, where we're at. We got to spread the word. So I started that 2 weeks ago. I didn't want to wait until November to do this. I'm trying to just, everything I do is positive and optimistic. And I guess what I'm looking for is I want to build a I started your philosophy, your preseason here, and you're looking at the philosophy, the handbook for that. I want consistency where we have rules and expectations for the girls, and we have my basketball handbook for them, I think, is really where I'm concerned about, where I want parents to know, this is what Coach Causey expects from you.
Yep.
This is what Coach Causey demands from you.
I think that's really good. And I think the marketing part is true. I wouldn't wait for the priest. I would get in front of them. And do you have parents at your first preseason meeting? Have they done that in the past, or just the kids?
I don't know. I know at previous schools I've been at, we usually, you know, we have open gyms, and then we have, in Texas, we have a basketball athletic period.
I know. I know about Texas.
It's amazing. So that's easy, but to get with the kids. But as far as our first meeting at the schools I've always been at is his parents are there, but that's because we have a basketball period.
Yeah.
These open gyms are kind of like a meeting anyway with the kids. I think I want to get the parents involved.
That was my thought out loud, is especially early in your thing. I think you want to get them together and say, hey, we're going to have a lot of fun. This is a unique world we're living in right now. I'm here to help and support them, because you don't know, grandma might get sick. There may be all sorts of. So you basically got to let the parents know that you're an ally, because
you
have a sophomore daughter. Everyone's struggling right now because it's not normal. So I think if you can become that ally, I think as a parent, I would love that. And I think trying to build a program. So I think that's good. I think that preseason meeting is good. I think coming up, start working on that philosophy and that outline. And then do you feel like you know, if you had enough open gyms, you kind of know X's and O's with them? You think you know what you can run with them?
I think I know what I can run with them. I think definitely have to teach them some man-to-man. And we're probably going to run something similar to a pack line. Because I don't have a lot of big girls. I don't have a lot of heights.
Keep it simple. Man pack is easy to teach.
And then if we do a zone, I have a modified 2-3 zone that I use. I mean, I don't have you know, wingspans like Syracuse has, but I usually stretch them out a little bit. But basketball, offensive, I'm not a big, regardless of who I'm coaching, I'm not a big fan of just running, running plays and set plays all the time. Though you have a few in your pocket to use. I like to teach kind of a Princeton style or St. Joseph spread offense and teach them how to move and play. I'm not a fan of screens just because of the way basketball seems to be going these days.
If you play me and you screen a lot, I'm doubling you, because high school kids don't react well. I'm coming at you, man.
I tell people too, I was telling my assistant coaches, I said, I want other teams to practice screen and roll all day in their practice, because when they come play me, I'm not going to screen and roll. So,
I know.
You wait, happy practice.
All right, I gotta go. James is probably freaking out. Let me know and we can gather. If you get your philosophy together, I'll take a look at it too, if you want. I'll put it in the
front. All right, page. I appreciate it, Coach
Collins.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like it. Go over and check out our other podcasts, High School Hoops, Teacher Side Gig, and then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.